This Kurt.
And this is Tracy.
And this is the MFG Cast. Hey everybody, welcome to another board game edition of the MFG Cast. We are going to be talking about a game day we had recently. I don't know if we've like just kind of mentioned this in passing on one of the other episodes, but
I don't know if we did.
But we're going to go in a little bit more in depth about it, just because it was a fun little shindig that we had to just kind of came up between us and some of our new friends.
Yeah.
I would say. Yeah. So, you know, let's just get into it. So how did this game day come about?
Well, what we had to do is we had to buy a house.
Oh, we did?
Yeah.
That's all you have to do to play, have a game day is buy a house?
Yep. So step one, decide to sell your house. Step two, choose a realtor who digs the same types of things that you do. And three, buy a house that accommodates new friends. And four, invite such friends over for game day.
Oh, okay.
Did I miss any steps?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if that's a lot of steps that other people want to go through to have a game day, but we sure did.
I mean, you could just find some people who have the same interest as you.
Yeah.
But this just kind of was a random, we just happened to work with somebody that we knew in passing and became better friends with them and have some of the same interests as them. And they said, hey, like, let's do a game day at your new place. And I've got a couple people that I think that we'll all get along and let's hang out. And we picked a date and the rest was history.
Yeah. Nice.
That's a better summary, isn't it?
That is a better
summary. So you don't need to buy a house, but if you are in the market for a house, you should probably come where we live and then utilize her and then she'll love you for it.
Mm, there you go.
Yeah. So, if she's listening to this.
Yeah, for sure. So we decided to have them over and it was one of the first times in a little bit that we had six people over to play games.
It was, before we get into that, it was a little nerve-wracking too because we had never met them.
Oh, well, at least we had never met the other couple, the other two that we were coming with. Because we had met our realtor and her husband.
Yep.
And her husband.
Well, not obviously met her husband.
Yeah.
But obviously met our realtor.
Yeah.
But we met her husband because he did the inspection on our house. So.
Yeah.
But so we had an interaction with him, but it was kind of nerve-wracking because, at least for me, I was nervous because the only interaction we had with this other couple was via text about, like, snacks and that type of thing.
Yeah.
And we didn't know what they were going to be like. What if we didn't like them?
Yeah.
What if we didn't get along? If we didn't like the same games? If we, I mean, you could spiral into something.
Yeah.
I guess. So, yeah. And as a side note, we're older than our realtor and her husband. And I believe this other couple.
Yeah.
They're both the same age as them.
Yeah.
So, like, what, 8 to 10 years maybe?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, you never know.
No.
They might like different things than we do.
Yeah, exactly. And it doesn't even matter the age thing either, you know? It could be like, you know, they don't like the same games that we do. They don't like we had to listen to some music, or we didn't have to, but we listened to some music while we play games and, like, put on the music, you know? And it's like, okay, maybe it's something that they don't like the music, or they don't like us, you know? It's like, you just, you never know, you know? So
maybe
it's,
they think we're old and crotchety.
Yeah, maybe. Well, that's probably still true.
We're really not.
At least on my side of things.
Yeah.
But
only Kurt's side.
Yeah, only me.
But, okay, sorry. That was my sidestep to things that we had to be concerned about before they even came over.
Yeah.
Like, Sometimes I feel like I throw myself into a bucket, like, maybe I'm not the most personable person. And I don't always like meeting people because, like, I don't want to deal with the middle school, does so-and-so like me kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. Who does, really?
Yeah. Some people like the drama, but
yeah, I don't like the drama.
Nah, nah.
Yeah. No, thanks.
Yeah.
So, anyway, fast forward ahead to the day that they came over.
Yeah. Well, and even a little bit before that, they were like, well, you know, you guys have the drinks and the games, and we'll bring the snacks, and, you know, and we'll do, you know, we'll have a game day, you know. So then, you know, that happens. They bring the snacks. We have drinks or whatever for them or whatever.
No, they had drinks, too.
They had drinks, too. Yeah, 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 for sure.
They just wanted the bubbler.
Yes, exactly. But then, you know, then we're trying to decide on games. Well, coming into this, we're like, okay, so when we have our game days during the week, it's usually during a Wednesday, and we usually only have four people. So, like, we only have to find a game that's for four people-ish, you know, and depending upon if people don't show up or whatever, that kind of thing. But, you know, like, we didn't know how many games we had for six players because we don't typically play six-player games. We don't play, well, we typically don't play games that play up to six players because we don't have that many people playing unless, like, maybe we have, like, one of those random days where, like, we invite, like, some of our friends that live in Minnesota or whatever, and then, like, maybe, like, Logan and our son and his girlfriend play. Like, then we'll have six players, but, like, typically we don't normally play for that many people. So we had to figure out, okay, like, you had to look on BG Stats, like, what games play up to six players, and do they play well up to the six players?
Well, and I feel like in the past, and this is unfair, but in the past I've feel like I equate to anything over four primarily as a party game.
Yeah.
And it's not.
No.
As we find, yeah, as we're researching to put a bunch of games into a stack for the group to decide on what we're playing that day.
Yeah.
And, but oftentimes if you have a group of six or more, it's considered a party game.
Yeah.
And a lot of the games that we have that are six players are not party games.
Yeah, which is
because
crazy.
We don't really have a lot of party games.
Yeah.
I don't even know if we have any.
We do. There's not many of them.
We got rid of, I mean, we culled a lot of our collection and kind of weeded out some of those.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But we had a lot more six-player games than I thought. I was very pleasantly surprised. Some games that I didn't even think played up to six, I think, because we know when we need them to play up to at least just four, that we don't pay attention to whether they play up to six.
Yeah.
And maybe I'm, correct me if
no, I you think don't think that I way. Think you're exactly right. No.
So, like, BG Stats has a really nice feature on there that you can look up the player count and stuff like that, kind of. Plays up to two to six players or, you know, whatever. And so you can kind of weed out the solo games. You can weed out the two to four, you know, and so you can kind of look through that. So we had like 15 games or something like that.
Yeah.
A lot of, not a lot, but some rolling rights in there. Like Welcome To, of course. That's not a rolling right, but that would be considered like, you can play with any number of people that you want to play with Welcome To. We did not play that one.
Yeah.
But some other Rollin' Rights, I think maybe Roarin' Right was on there. Some other games like that. But we found, I'm trying to think of what other games were hit the list.
Yeah, I'm kind of spacing out as to what they are, you know. And like some games we even had were like we bought like something that made it play up to more, that kind of thing. So it's like, you know, it's like, okay, if we got an expansion for something, we a lot of times we'll get an expansion just because we want to play something different to go with the game, but then sometimes it'll be like, this has a 5 and 6 player markers that you can play with that you can play more players. So it's like, oh, okay, cool. So I can actually, you know, make it more than it actually originally is, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's nice that you're able to kind of upgrade games and stuff like that. Like with Orleans, like that's, again, one of my favorites. I've talked about it a million times on the podcast, but they have an expansion that's a 5-player expansion because I think it only plays up to 4. until you get that five-player expansion, which kind of sucks then, because then, like, if you want to play that game six players, which I feel like that would be, like, a good player count to play up to, you can't, which kind of sucks, but whatever. You know, it is what it is.
Okay, so I looked up on BG Stats some of the games that we set aside because we didn't know what types of games they were interested in. We found that Tiny Towns by
AEG.
AEG plays up to six players. Cascadia Landmarks. I think that one is the one that allows for more players. I don't know if the original does or not. I can't see that right here.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Dream Home 156 Sunny Street. That one was an accident that we bought that because I thought it was like more to the original Dream Home game. But that one, it allows you to play five to six players. That one, I don't know if we actually set that one aside because we really didn't know if they wanted to play that one. Flashpoint is one of them. You know, I was talking about draw or roll and rights or draw right and whatever's. The Isle of Cats, Explore and Draw, that is one of them.
Yeah.
All the Welcome Twos, all the Captain is Dead games that we have. Dangerous Planet, Lockdown. Okay, maybe not all of them.
Yeah, which is okay. Yeah. I mean, it doesn't matter. So basically what we're saying is that there's a lot of games that we have that play up to six players. So then we decided to pull out a few of them and just kind of put them in a pile, and then we kind of played them. So the first one we ended up playing was
Clank.
Yep.
The Adventuring Party.
Yep, that's right. So the Adventuring Party expansion basically gives you a few things. So it lets you play up to six players. So it gives you two more basically player starting decks. It gives you player like figurines or whatever that you can use with each deck. And then if you want to, you can include them or not include them. And you also have, like, player powers that you can use as well.
Yep. And I think we kind of started with this game, too, because they were, both couples were familiar, well, and we were, too, familiar with playing Clank. I don't know if they played the original Clank or if they played Clank in space only.
Yeah, I think they said in space, I think.
Yeah, I don't know if they played the original one. But either way, they were familiar with playing Clank, and so that's what we started with. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
We all kind of had to learn a few of the bits and pieces of the game because it had been a bit for us, but not too long. And I don't think the dragon got anybody. Yes, the dragon. No. The dragon would have gotten somebody, but they were above ground.
Yes.
So no one got taken down by the dragon in this game.
Yeah.
But everybody made it above ground safely, at least. And I think everybody but one person?
That was me.
Oh, okay.
I was stuck underground.
You weren't underground. You were above ground.
Above ground, yeah, technically, yeah.
So you were safe.
Yeah.
And everyone else made it out.
Yeah.
So that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was nice to get that to the table, especially since, again, it's been such a long time since we played any of those games. And that's like one of my favorite deck builders, actually. And it's just, I don't know, it's always fun to get that to the table. So
it was
cool to do that.
That was really good.
Yeah, for sure.
And then there was an in-between debate because we were talking about all the games that we would like to play, but that we were not going to be able to play because we had too many people. We wanted to play Quacks. We wanted to play Wingspan. I think those were a couple that we thought about, but we wouldn't have been able to play them because we had too high of a player count.
Yeah.
So then we would have stepped out. We meaning we could have Curtin, Kate, Kurt. Wow.
Were you going to call me Kate?
No, Kurt and or I is what I was going to say. Could have sat back and not played, but they didn't want to do that. They wanted to make sure to involve us, which was very, very fun.
That was nice.
Very nice. And so we decided to play Viticulture. And this was the first time playing Viticulture for one of the couples. And the other one was quite familiar, and Kurt and I have played it.
Yeah.
I mean, I shouldn't say of course, because we own it, because that is not a true statement to every game that we own.
That is true.
So we played Viticulture. It took a little bit for everybody to get the hang of it, mm-hmm. which makes sense, because I remember it took me a long time to remember the steps of having to plant your vines, and then harvest your vines, and then crush your
grapes,
and then
make your wine,
mm-hmm. and do all that kind of stuff in the proper order. But you can't plant your vines unless you have the proper structure. So some wines or some vines and types of wines require a certain irrigation and stuff like that. And then you have to have the money to be able to do that, and the workers to be able to do it. And so it was trying to organize that and do all of that. So that was kind of a tricky scenario to kind of get a hold of. But I think in the end, everybody liked it. Mm-hmm. I think it was just getting hang of it.
Yeah, yeah. Because like one of the players, she like had a tough time like trying to understand the game. She's like, okay, you guys have kind of taught me the game, but she's like, I think I have to go through the motions of the game to kind of get going.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'm like that too.
Yeah.
Sometimes depending. And like, to be honest with you, with this game too, sometimes I forget that I have to do this step before I do this step. And then I go here. Mm-hmm. And I, for some reason, this time is how, when we played this game of Viticulture, it all, like, I had an aha moment.
Yeah.
And I don't know how many millions of times, okay, I've not played it millions of times, but I don't know how many times I've played it. And this is the first time I'm like, duh.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know why it took me that long to be like, blue.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah,
it was a fun game. But with both of those games, it kind of took up the day.
Mm-hmm.
Between kind of relearning pieces of Clank Adventuring Party and then teaching Viticulture and snacking,
mm-hmm.
it took the day. So we just played those two games, right? Why are you looking confused?
I feel like we played something else. Did we not?
Nope.
Holy smokes. Wow.
We only played two games.
Yeah, I suppose so, because it's six players. You're like trying to learn and teach and that kind of thing. You're doing snacks and pee breaks and all that other stuff.
Well, and everybody has to take their turn. We didn't start right away.
Yeah.
Because we didn't head right down into the basement, because we had to wait for everyone to get here. Then we had to meet them.
Yeah.
And then they were looking at our games. Then we had to decide what we wanted to play. Then we had to set up the game. Oh, and we hadn't opened up Clank Adventuring Party. So we had to punch it out, and then we had to decide how to set it up.
Yeah.
So we did only play two. Are you looking to see if
we played more? Yeah, I'm still double checking.
No, we only played two.
Okay.
So
I just want to make sure.
Yeah, I'm not lying.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would have been awesome, but it ended up being, I think the start time was one, or they were coming over at one. I don't think we actually started playing until after two.
Gotcha.
And then they left at 9:30.
Yeah,
or something like that.
Yeah.
Because it was just enough time for us to all go, and no one wanted to leave the table to finish or to eat something else like dinner. And so once we were done, then we all went and picked up fast food somewhere separately to eat, because we were very hungry.
Yeah.
I think most of us ended up going to the same spot, but separate. It was funny.
Yeah, that is funny.
So,
but yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a nice little game day. Like, everybody got along. We listened to, I put on our game night playlist that I put on. I kind of tailor a bunch of different music to a bunch of different people and stuff like that.
Didn't you play 80s?
We played 80s too. So we did both. So did 80s, and then, yeah. So we did 80s for a long time, and then I switched it to my game night playlist for us.
A lot of singing.
Yep.
So hopefully that doesn't mean that they just sit around and sing. Maybe it means that they were comfortable,
mm-hmm.
and sat around and were singing. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, and we even talked about after the fact. We were texting back and forth how much of a good time that we had and that we wanted to do it mm-hmm. again. So, like,
Except we haven't heard from them again. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
Probably because we need to set it up because it's at our house, you know?
Like, that's true. Like, yeah. Maybe we don't want them here again. Just kidding. No, if they're listening.
That's not it.
No. No, life just needs to slow down a little bit.
Yeah, that is also true.
And it's summer now.
Yeah, it is.
So it's a little bit harder.
Yeah, because other people are doing stuff as well. So,
mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was nice to be able to do. We're not the kind of people that kind of go out and find people to do this kind of thing. So to actually have something like that was really nice.
And outside of our box.
Exactly. You know, it's as a, you know, our friend group has kind of shrank as we've gotten older because we want to be with people that understand us and that are like-minded and that we can, you know, we could all respect each other and have a safe space. And, you know, the world is not quite like that these days. And so it's tough. So, but it's nice when we actually have some awesome people to get with.
Yeah. And people have different priorities and everything going on.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's hard sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like we've kind of found people that we want to play with. And we're not opposed to inviting other people in. Like you said, as long as we feel comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Playing with them.
Yeah.
So, it was a really good day.
Yeah.
I felt, for as nervous as I was to meet them, because, like I said, I don't always like people necessarily, it was a good, good day.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. That was nice to see.
So, yeah. So don't go out necessarily. I mean, unless you're that kind of person. Maybe you can find a little crew of people that you can shindig with one Sunday afternoon and have snacks and games also.
Yeah, for sure. And hopefully that will be us in the near future.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think we've talked about that ad nauseum. And yeah, we'll just catch you on the flip side of the next episode. So until next time, I'm Kurt.
And I'm Tracy.
And this was the MFGcast. Thanks for listening.
This podcast is a proud member of the Legends of Tabletop Broadcast Network. For more gaming-related content, please visit www.legendsoftabletop.com.